أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي خلق فصوى. Let's tell the beginning of Surah Ala. Subhisma Rabbika Al-A'la. We read the first ayat and translated that, in which Allah Ta'ala commands us that we should express the name, take the name of Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala and express the purity of the name of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Himself is completely pure, is free from every deficiency, every weakness, and so is His name also. In that we see that the very name Allah has got also great, great effect. And yeah, Allah expressed the one quality of Allah, Al-A'la, who is the most greatest and the most highest. The name of Allah Ta'ala is so great and so powerful that as it comes in a hadith sharif, as long as there is one person in the whole world to say Allah will keep the whole system of the world running. That is, the air will come, rains will fall, vegetation will come, everything will carry on by the barakat of one person taking the name of Allah. And when that also will not be there, nobody takes the name of Allah also, then Qiyamah will come. So the real power that is keeping the whole world alive is not the scientists, is not all the big business people, not the politicians, but the name of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. From here also we learn another very important aspect, that we should keep names also proper Islamic names. For example, somebody's name is Abdullah. As long as such a person and somebody will call him Abdullah, Allah is in there, the world will carry on. But when we are changing all the names also, keeping the names of some film actresses, and worse than that, the names of witches also are kept for our girls, then this is a very sad case. We are bringing Qiyamah upon ourselves. As long as Allah's name will be there, then Allah Ta'ala will keep the system of the world going. Further, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala expresses with other great qualities of Allah Ta'ala, who is that great being who is the most high, Alladhi Khalaq. Jisne Banaya, the one who has created, who has brought things from non-existence into existence. A basic principle of scientists is that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. That is for man who is so weak, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. That is, man can't create, the creation is out of the question for man. All that man does is manufacture, but man cannot create. Allah is the only one who creates, and Allah creates matter also which was not in existence. And Allah Ta'ala destroys matter that there is no existence left of it also. So great is Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So why shouldn't we be happily singing the praises of Allah, saying Subhanallah. And the more we saying with meaning, then we will get enjoyment. Otherwise we just rush through it and it means nothing to us. But if we realize what this great name is, then we will take it with relish and enjoyment. So Allah is only that being. There is no one else who can create besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the sole creator, and whatever Allah has created, that Allah Ta'ala has created it in such a way, فَسَوَّى phir theek kiya, and Allah balanced it, everything. And here also there is no limit and no end that a person can think, can explain, that how Allah Ta'ala has balanced His creation. For example, if we just think of our own human body, our two eyes, how Allah has kept them balanced. The two eyes perfectly the same. We see some people, one eye is a little bit smaller. Sometimes the color of the eyes are also different. Immediately you notice it. But otherwise, everyone's two eyes are the same. And sometimes one person's eye, the eyelid stays closed. You immediately notice this, and Allah has done that, so those who have got proper eyes, they can appreciate this. Allah gave us two ears which are also completely balanced. If the one ear was just like one pimple and the other ear was big like the ear of an elephant, how should we have looked? Our nostrils, Allah made the two nostrils, balance them completely. Everything, our two legs, if one leg was 1 meter, 1 meter, and if the other leg was 1 foot, 12 inches, then how we should be hopping and walking. Allah Ta'ala is the only one that has balanced it all. Our teeth also, Allah is the only one. When a child is born, there are no teeth whatsoever. Then the teeth start coming slowly, the milk teeth. And then the original teeth come, and they only come to one level, and they stop growing after that. This is all, no other being's work but the work of Allah. If our teeth had to keep on growing, and when a person was now at the age of 20, 25, when is the time to get married, and if his teeth were 2.5 centimeters, the top one also and the bottom one, and the girl would have come to see him, who I am getting married to, and she should see that this is like a bulldozer. She should wonder, who am I, my father is getting me married to, some human being or some bulldozer? And the girl's teeth also should be so big. The boy also should run away from there. Who am I getting married to? And when a person is 80 years old, he's a grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, and if the two teeth had to be 8 centimeters each one, and that time you want to enjoy your grandchildren and you want to cuddle with them, they should run very far from a person. That this, who is this? Is some big animal or what? With this teeth. So it is only Allah. Not only the human beings, but each and everything Allah has balanced it, proportioned it, and kept it perfectly. And then the purpose for which it was meant, Allah Ta'ala made it for that purpose for what it is meant. And everything, whether they are snakes, whether they are crocodiles, they all have got also purposes, and Allah has balanced them also in their creation. Everything Allah Ta'ala has kept perfect in its balance. So this is that great Allah, and we are required that when we take the name, we say Subhanallah. This should come to our mind lightly. We can't have it in depth completely, but lightly, that whose name, and that really, as some people who get the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah, 33 times is too less for them. And sometimes we see the imam finishes quick, and then we still want to still be completing our tasbihat, not just saying the words, but saying it, and Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us the reality of who Allah is, and when we take His name, we know whose name we are taking. Just when we hear the azan, it should rejuvenate us, and we don't need any other energy drink or anything. The 5 times azan is enough to give us all our energy, and our physical energy is also dependent on our spiritual energy. May Allah let us regain give us the marifat, recognition of Allah, the love of Allah, and then to be obedient to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.